catch you up just to make sure that we're all on the same page. First of all, I want to remind you about the fact that we're all living a life that we're writing a story about. There's something about our life that's going to be said 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is from now. Every one of us, we are writing a story of our life. And the bottom line is that one day our grandkids or children will be talking about the life right now that we are living and what we are doing. We know that. We're familiar with that. We read that in our own families, in our own life. The good news is that today you can decide what will be said about your life story. What will they tell? Maybe that you decided that you were going to spend more time with your family. Because you made that decision that you're going to spend more time with your family, that decision being said will be a great change in your story, a new chapter, letting God rewrite that part of your story. It might be that you decided that you are going to readjust your spending to the place where you're not just spending recklessly, and that you made a decision this year that either you're going to pay off your debt or you're going to do this or whatever, that 5 years from now, when maybe that time comes when you have to make maybe a slow down at work or perhaps maybe retire, that you will be prepared to retire. And that story will be a whole different chapter in your life. It might be that you've recommitted. You're going to stay in some places where it would be really tough for you, and yet you know that by God's grace and with God's strength, you're going to stay by the stuff. The bottom line is this, that for every one of us here, it's your decision. Decision to have God rewrite your story is your decision. Nobody can make that for you. And God invites you today to let Him rewrite your story. It's for you, it can be the fact that God could start that work in your life, or perhaps maybe you've already allowed that to begin to happen. See, the decisions we make today determines the story we will tell tomorrow. And if somehow or another we can ingrain that into us, that we can understand that God is working in my life, He's writing a story. He's been writing a story all along the way in our life. In fact, I don't know if you ever noticed, but the Bible is just filled with life stories. I mean, we read about them all the time. In fact, we connect best with stories. We love that. We love to hear stories. We like to connect with those stories. But perhaps maybe today God's going to add a new chapter to your life. Might be a brand new one. Maybe something that God wants to add into your life that's going to take a step of faith. It's going to take that. You know, a believer's life is never to be stagnant. We're not to just be kind of, if you would, stuck somewhere. We're to be moving forward. We're to be progressing. Moving forward to a place where we get out of our comfort zone and we go to the place where God wants us to go. And maybe there's something in your life that's what God is doing. Something He wants you to do that you didn't expect. Some place where God wants to take you, it would be a step of faith. It's an action step, if you would. The idea that you're yielding to God, you're letting God work in your life, and you're wanting God to do the work that only He can do. Sometimes a decision to make that kind of step of faith is a very challenging one, when it's much easier for me to kind of play it safe and to not do anything at all. I remember my wife and I, after we'd been married about 5 years or so, we were trying to find God's will, what God wanted us to do as far as, you know, pastoring a church and where God was going to lead us. And I'll never forget that I had some of my friends praying, and we were praying together, that God would show me exactly what He wanted me to do and where He wanted me to go. And I'll never forget, you know, that was in the days we didn't have internet and all this kind of stuff like we had. And I remember, just kind of sending out letters asking pastors if they knew of perhaps maybe ministry opportunities. I was praying about God's will. And I remember I got a call from New Mexico. And it was a pastor calling and asking if I would be willing to consider coming there and working with him. Well, in my mind, I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, that must be one of my friends calling and pulling a joke on me, you know. Because to really think about going west, I would have never considered going west. I mean, I'm an Easterner. You know, we grew up back east. You know, we knew everybody, you know, in our area. We grew up in, you know, kind of smaller areas, not like California, you know. And so we grew up in a smaller area. We knew everybody. We kind of knew, you know, we were kind of in with our family, and our family was there. And that's just the way it was. And I'll never forget that you know, when the more that pastor talked, the more I said, wait a minute, this is real. God was beginning to speak to our heart about moving west. Well, to move west, that meant I didn't know anybody. I didn't even know the grocery stores. I didn't know the doctors. We didn't know anything about the west. We'd never been west. So Janet and I were, before I know it, we're on a plane flying out to New Mexico, landing in an airport that we'd never been to, never been really out of the east, to say. And we come here to New Mexico, not here, but in New Mexico. I remember landing, picking up, and went up. We looked at the church facilities, and we looked over the whole thing, met with the church and met with the pastors and the deacons and so on. And they called us to come. And boy, the dreaded day came when we were going to pack up everything and say goodbye to our family. I'll never forget that. It was a horrific day as we stood around the truck there. We had what little bit of stuff we had, and we were, you know, had a rider truck, had our car hooked on the back, and here's Janet's family all around. And Janet's kind of a large family, so they were all around, and they were all crying, and her dad was crying, and that about killed me right there, you know. And here we were getting ready to leave. I don't know what day that was, but I know this. It was the saddest day that I'd ever faced. And I remember sitting there and I said, you know, I didn't know what to do, because here I'm getting ready to drive off in the sunset. Her dad made this statement: I'll probably only see you guys two more times before I die. You talking about heart-wrenching. It was at that point I thought, it's a whole lot easier to stay than go. I'm not about to go. I just about said, let's unpack everything. We're just going to stay and forget it. But somehow in my heart, I knew God wanted me to do something for him. Could stay. So I remember we drove off, and Janet cried for 5 hours going down the road. In fact, let me say 5 days, okay, as we're making our way across, going across the United States of Texas. Can you guys understand what I'm talking about? Out in the hot desert, everything we own on the truck, driving out there, leaving everybody behind, that's where we went. Landed in New Mexico, we were there 5 years. And then in 1987, God called us to come to California. Wow. California? You mean the place where it's going to drop off into the ocean one day? That's where God called us. To come out and start a church. We felt like we were coming to a foreign land, you know. We didn't know anybody again. We already done this once, but now this is again, and we're going to go out and start a brand new church. There was no contact. There was nothing. We sold everything again, loaded up our truck, and I think the truck was about half full that time, and so we came to California. And there, God had us there, and for 5 years, God did something pretty miraculous, really. And then God called us to Calvary. And all of that moving and going we could have never seen what God had in mind way back when we were packing up our truck there in South Carolina, out in the country, getting ready to head west. We would have never known what God had in mind. We didn't. We had no idea. We could have never been able to comprehend all that God wanted to do in our life and in our family. We had no idea. But see, I'm here today to tell you this. I believe that sometimes, for us, when we look at it, God is saying sometimes the best decision you can make is to go and to be easier to stay. And what I mean by that is this. Where you are in your spiritual journey, it is so much easier to stay. Just get stuck there. Just be comfortable there. You know, as long as everything's okay and God stays off my back, and I'll be happy. But many times God is saying it's time for you to move forward. There's something I want you to do. So how do we do this? Well, we learned that if we're going to live a life worth telling, that we have to look unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We realize that with Jesus, as we look to him, that since he's the author, that means he's the authority on our life. We're not much of an authority on our life. We think we are, but an authority is one who knows the end from the beginning. We don't know all the way in the future, but God knows. And so God is our author and he's our finisher. That God, life really for us should be centered around God and God working our life. And no doubt about it, that's what makes the story worth telling, is when God is working in our life. You see, if you're going to go forward in your Christian life and not stay in one spot, you're going to have faith in God working in your life. In the story that we're going to look at today, take your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 12 if you would like. Genesis chapter 12. God is about to rewrite the story of Abram, commonly called Abraham. God wants to rewrite his story as well. God is about to do an amazing thing that does not make sense. Abram was married to Sarai. We know he lived in a place called Ur of the Chaldees. And in living in that place, he was worshiping a pagan god, and he was doing his own thing, and God came into his life. God spoke to him. And God said to Abram that he wanted him to do something, that he wanted him to go. And let's pick up the story at verse number 1. If you have your Bibles, you want to follow along. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Now we have to keep in mind that when we read that, understand that there were no maps in those days. There was no restaurants along the way. I mean, basically what he was saying is, pack up what you have. I'm going to take you to a place you've never been before. I'm going to take you to a place where I'm going to lead you, and you're going to have to trust me, Abram. That's a challenging and tall order. I mean, we read it, we say, well, it's no big deal. It's God and Abram, and it's a big deal. It was huge. But I learned a lesson from that, and I think every one of us can. One of the lessons we can learn is this. When you step toward your destiny, you step away from your security. You know, I picked that up from Craig Rochelle. I thought, man, that's a great quote, because the truth of the matter is, if you're going to go toward where God wants you, you're going to have to get out of your security. It's at that point, because, you see, we depend more on our security, if we're not careful, than we depend on God. And what God is saying is, let me take your security away and let you see how big I really am. A lot of people depend on their security of being a good person. And I believe that generally speaking, most people are good at heart, and they have a good nature, and they're good in lots of ways morally within the framework of what we see in the world. But the bottom line is this: our goodness is not the reason why we go to heaven. That's not good enough. God says we have to be perfect, and the only way we can do that is there's only one that ever lived that was perfect, and that's Jesus Christ. And he came and he died on the cross for us, and he was buried, and he rose again, and because of his goodness, we can leave our security of our goodness, and we can say, you know, I'm going to rely on Jesus Christ. He's the only way that I can go to heaven. That's it, and that's what Abraham did. He realized that he needed to depend on God, and so he left his place of security to go to the place where God had for him. Let's read on. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now, there are a couple of things I want you to keep in mind here. Here, God is promising Abram a great blessing. He said, this is going to happen for you, Abram. Everything's going to go really well for you, because here's what's going to happen. Not only are you going to be guided by me, but look, he says, I'm going to make of you a great nation. And I'm going to make all the nations of the earth recognize you as a great nation. Now, wait a minute. Hold on here. I don't get this. How old's Abraham at this time? 75 years old. How many agree with me that even at 75, that would be a challenge? How many agree with that? Amen? 75 years old. Number two, he has no children yet. Wait a minute, he's 75, no kids yet. So here's what he says. He says, Abram, I'm going to take you to a place you don't know where I'm going to take you to. I want you to leave your security. I want you to go where I want you to go. That's what I'm going to do with your life. And I'm going to make of you a great nation. I'm 75, no kids. I'm going out where you tell me you're going to leave me. I have no idea where it is. And you want me to follow you? That's what you want me to do? Does not make sense. You know, I read a quote this morning that Augustine said. Here's what Augustine said. He said, if you can understand it, it is not God. And do you realize if you can understand what God is doing in your life, it's not God. It has to be faith. And Abram is saying, wait a minute, I don't get this. I don't understand this. Are you kidding me? That's what you want me to do, Lord? Seriously? Keep this in mind. We are not changed by making promises to God, but by believing the promises God has already made to us. You see, here's what happens. We say, well, I'm going to make this promise to God, because that's what happens. We talk about making decisions. I'm going to make a decision about this. I'll make a decision about that. That's going to change me. And no, it really isn't that at all, because what Abraham did was he said, God, I realize that you're so much bigger, so much more powerful than who I am, than my decisions, that what I realize is that you promise I'm going to trust you and I'm going to believe you. And this morning in your story, as God is writing your story, what area in your spiritual life does God want you to go? Does God want you to say, man, you know, I got to get out of this place where I'm stuck and go forward? So what happens? He said, I will bless him that bless thee. I will curse him that curseth thee. And in these shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And here's what Abram said, or what the Bible said. So Abram departed. He left. It would have been a whole lot easier to stay, but he left. He left that place. He left where God was about to lead him. What if he would have refused to leave? What if he said, no, I can't do that, God?
I mean, I'm 75, no kids, you're telling me this stuff, didn't make sense, can't do it, don't believe so. I don't really think so. There'd have been untold consequences. I mean, we'd not have heard of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We wouldn't have heard that story. We wouldn't have heard about how that God did all these things through Abram, and we wouldn't have heard about how that, you know, how that God blessed him. There wouldn't have been the writing in Hebrews about his life. None of that would have happened. What can happen is that we can do as God says and get going in the area God speaks to our heart about, and God can write our story too. But it might be a big, huge step of faith. You see, if God's the author of your story, he wants you to go forward. Wherever you are, God wants you to move forward. Maybe God wants you to invest more in your family, more time spiritually in your family. Maybe God wants you to really get all in for God. I mean, get serious. What is it that God wants you to want? I mean, it doesn't mean you have to be foolish. I understand that. You know, I realize I'm never going to travel the world playing my guitar and singing. I realize that. By faith, I'm not going to do that. But what is it that God would have you to do? Now, coming up in June, we're going to have some opportunity. We're going to be adding some new small groups, and there'll be the opportunity to participate in that, maybe you know, work in some way in that area. And that might be a really good opportunity for you to step forward by faith and say, you know, I need to do something. I don't know what God wants me to do. You see, the bottom line is your story will be decided. It will be decided by the decisions you make every day. And I believe that sometimes God just wants you to go in some uncharted waters and trust him. To go into those areas that you would not generally go to, and you would say, you know, I just don't know if I can do that. But you trust God and you allow God to work in your life. And that's what God did with Abram. Maybe for some of you, it might be to share your faith with someone at least once a month. Maybe a neighbor, family member, someone at work, someone where you can sit down at lunch, or maybe have them over to your home and you just share your faith with them. It could be that maybe God wants some of you to start a business, your own business. It may be that God wants one of you single guys to ask that godly young lady out for a date. Find God's will. It may be that God just wants you to say, you know what, I'm willing to step out by faith and do these areas that I believe that God's speaking to my heart about, that God wants to do in my life. How did Abraham do it? I mean, really, how was he able to leave his home and go to a place where God had told him? I'm going to show you. Look at it. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should afterwards receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. I tried to put myself in this situation one time. Poor Janet, I feel bad for her. It's bad being married to a preacher because she always gets the messages preached to her. Okay? But let's get, just to be sure, she preaches a lot to me too. So, all right. But I remember I got out of the car one day and I said, okay, where are we going? She said, what do you mean? Where are we going? I don't know. Where are we going? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You ever go out and sit in your car and you say, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm just going to go? I meet sometimes people down here, you know. People on the street say, where are you going? I don't know. Can you imagine not knowing where you're going? Don't know what I'm going to do. What are you going to do when you get there? Don't know. But when you walk by faith, God knows. The Bible said that Abraham decided that when he was called to go into a place which you go, he obeyed God. And the only way that any of us are going to be able to do what God wants us to do, quite frankly, it's going to be faith. It's going to take a lot of that. Now, I'm going to explain to you what that is in just a moment, but I'm hoping we can get what God is saying to us about this area of going forward in our spiritual life, moving forward where God wants us to be so that God can really show us how big He is, taking us out of our place of security. What are some steps? Well, number one is to call upon God as your Savior. If you've never done that, that's the first step. The first step is not to be a church member, to get baptized or take First Communion, any of that. The first step is to call upon Jesus Christ and say, God who is Jesus is God. Call upon Him as your personal Savior. Let Him be your Lord. Call upon Him, the Bible says. Then secondly, there's a call that came to Abraham from God. Abraham, living right where he was, doing what he was doing, he called upon God first, and then God called upon him. I got a plan for you, Abram. I got a place I want you to go. I got something I want you to do, Abram. The Bible said he obeyed. Third step is to believe God. That's where faith comes in. That's the faith part. Someone said to me, what is faith? Well, number one is it's hard to define what faith is. You can't define faith like, okay, faith is like this, you know. It's like this orange or this banana or this, you know. You can't define it. Faith is believing. Now, something about belief is this. Belief always has an object. Belief is not like, I just have faith. Well, everybody has faith because we live every day by faith. Whether we're believers in God or not, we still live every day by faith. I have faith about a lot of things. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about if we're going to conclude our story and move forward in what we're talking about here, we're going to believe God. Leave that place of security and believe God. That means I may have to get all in for God. I have to decide that, you know, for me it's just, you know, I've been kind of, well, I go to church, I don't, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Read my Bible, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I serve God sometimes I don't. I do this sometimes I don't. No, it's getting all in for God, believing God. Getting out of that security to get to the destiny of what God wants to do in my life. What God wants to do to change my life. And by doing that, I have an eye on the future. Well, that eye on the future is so important because that's where the story is going to be written in the future. You know, as we're reading his story, what about your story? What about your life? You know, one day you could write your story in something like this. I remember that God spoke to me about something He wanted me to go forward in. Maybe it's to start serving in this ministry, or maybe it's to start growing in this area. Maybe it's to invest in that time with my family. Take my sons out and teach them how to do things and how to be a man of God. Or maybe it's just to decide that I'm going to just start growing myself. I'm going to set aside some spiritual time of prayer and meditation, and I'm going to get real serious about the things of God. And then God could rewrite that story for you, and 5 years from now you could say, you know, God did some amazing things in my life. I could have never imagined what God would have done in bringing us west. I mean, all my family said so long, it was so funny. We go back there, everybody goes, well, you could probably come moving back next year. Now they say something like this, are you ever coming back? You
You see, when you let God write your story, you don't know what God wants to do with your life. By faith, you may have started maybe a habit this year to change the direction of your story. Maybe by faith, you started something that is hindering your story. Perhaps by faith, you decided that you're going to stay the course when it's a whole lot easier to go. Or maybe by faith, you said, you know, I'm going to move forward where God wants me to move forward. I'm going to have our ushers come at this time. Our ushers, if you would, please. And they're going to pass out for every one of us here. I have a picture frame with a piece of paper in it. That piece of paper at the top says, my story. And I would like for everyone to take it. And there should be enough in the back section. You guys can just kind of move your way forward and pass those out. Like for everyone to take one. And on the sheet of paper, it says, my story. And one of the ways which I'm hoping for you, this will become personal. That you could take this sheet of paper and you could do a couple things with it. Number one is on this sheet of paper, you can write what you would like for your story to be. What is it that you would like for God, if He's going to rewrite your story, you want your story to be? Or number two is you might write maybe the decisions that you made during this series. And then take the sheet of paper, put it back inside the frame, and put it in a conspicuous place, whether it would be by the sink, in your bathroom as you get ready every morning, that you can just kind of glance at it. Or maybe you could put it on your office desk, maybe if you have a private cubicle or a desk somewhere. Or perhaps maybe put it even in your car. You could put it somewhere that you could look at it maybe once a day. It's just a quick glance. By the way, this is your story. This is not somebody else's. This is your story. And you would just take it, and it would be kind of a prayer memento for you to look over. I would encourage you to take this, write it out, use it as a way to help you to allow God to rewrite your story. As we close this series, but one more perhaps step of faith. For some of you, it might be that you need to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. In other words, that's where the faith comes in. We have to believe that Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago as He said He did. That He died on the cross, that He was buried, that He rose again the third day, and because of what He did, that God made a huge difference, not only in the world then, but He can make it in our life for all eternity. And so what God is saying to every one of us today is that if you're here without Christ, you can call upon Him and let Him be your Savior. If you've never done that, I want to ask you, that'd be your first step of faith, if you call upon Him. Shall we pray and ask the Lord? Dear Heavenly Father, as we've come here today, in the moments that we have as we close this series and this service, Lord, I pray that You please work in our hearts. I pray if there's some decision that we need to make today, that we'd make that decision, whatever it is.